由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我哋今日嘅节目。
Those who have been following this broadcast, in our last one, we learned that in order to experience the fruit of the Spirit, we have to renew ourselves daily.
喺上次嘅节目里边，我哋学习到为咗结出圣灵嘅果子，我哋需要每日更新自己。
I hope you're going to follow this program because this series goes step by step.
希望你能够坚持收听这个节目，因为我们将按住一个一个的步骤来去讲这个系列的。
So what is the first step?
那究竟第一步是怎样的呢？
Inviting the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
就是邀请圣灵入到我们的心里面，住在我们的内心。
Just as a branch cannot bear fruit without being connected to the vine,
这个的道理就好像葡萄的枝子脱离了葡萄树之后就结不出葡萄一样。
You and I cannot bear fruit of the Spirit unless the Spirit is filling us on a daily basis.
除非圣灵每一日都充满我们，否则我们就没办法结出圣灵的果子了。
This happens every single day in your life and in my life.
我们的生活每一日都是这样的。
Listen to what Jesus said in John 15.
请听耶稣在约翰福音十五章里面所讲的。
Jesus said in effect that it is impossible to be fruitful in your Christian life unless you are in total connection with him.
耶稣就是这样说的，他说除非你的生命完全和我相结连，如果不是的话，你根本结不出果子的。
In Galatians chapter 5, verses 9 to 23, we see a contrast between the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit.
在加拉太书五章九至到廿三节，我们看到情欲和圣灵果子之间一些很鲜明的对比。
In case you don't have a Bible, let us read it to you.
如果你手头是没有圣经的话，就让我读给你听。经文是记载在加拉太书五章九至到廿三节的，那里是这样说的：一点面教能使全团都发起来，我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的无论是谁必担当他的罪名。弟兄们，我若仍旧全割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了，恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割住了。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能作所愿意作的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下。情欲的事都是显然易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、憎敬、忌恨、鲁怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
In Galatians chapter 5, starting from verse 13 to 23, there is an incredible contrast between the works of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit.
在加拉太书第五章由十三至到廿三节，关于圣灵的果子同埋人的情欲之间是一个鲜明的对比的。
Mark them in your Bible.
请你在圣经里面将他们画出来。
This is an important contrast, and I don't want you to miss that.
这个是非常重要的对比，希望大家一定要注意了。
The works of the flesh in the plural are attributed to Satan.
情欲的影响是多方面的，这个是撒旦的特性。
Because they are divided and cause division.
因为这些影响都是互相对立，造成彼此的分化的。
They cause division in the mind.
他们造成人思想上的分化。
They cause division among people.
他们造成人际关系的疏离和分裂。
They cause division in society at large.
他们造成整体社会的破裂。
Because Satan is the master of division.
因为撒旦是最擅长制造分化的。
When your mind is constantly torn apart and torn asunder, it is because you are somehow following the works of the flesh.
如果你的思想时时都是矛盾而散乱的，那是因为你正是随着自己的情欲去做事。
When your home is torn apart, it is because the works of the flesh are working there.
如果你的家庭不和，那也都是因为人的情欲在作祟。
When a church is torn apart, it is always because someone in the leadership is in the works of the flesh.
如果一间教会产生分化，时时都是因为某些的领导人随着自己的情欲去行事。
The master of division comes from the devil himself.
分化的主力是来自魔鬼的。
Why?
为什么会是这样的呢？
Because when you promote the works of the flesh,You are going to have nothing but division.
因为只要你放纵情欲，结果就是分化了。There
is no unifying principle in the works of the flesh.
肉体的情欲里面根本是没有合一这一回事的。
Not one.
是不会合一的。
There's only division.
只有分化。
The works of the flesh are independent of each other.
情欲是各自为政的。
They are all divided.
他们是分离对立的。
No matter how much the ungodly might try, he or she is not able to commit all of these at once.
不信主的人无论怎样努力都不可能同时满足很多很多不同的情欲。
By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit in the singular is uniting.
相反来说，圣灵的果子是单数的，表明了是合一的。
There is harmony in the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵的果子是和谐一致的。
Many people mistakenly refer to them as the fruits of the Spirit in the plural.
很多人错误地理解圣灵的果子是多数的，有好几个。
That is wrong.
这样说其实是不正确的。
It is the fruit of the Spirit. It is in the singular.
圣灵的果子其实是单数的。
Why?
为什么我会这样说呢？
Because he who walks in the Spirit has unified, integrated, harmonious life.
因为一个被圣灵充满的人，生命是统一和和谐的。
They are not scattered in many different directions.
是不会出现不一致的。
They do not just live the Sabbath day for God and the rest of the week for themselves and the devil.
他们不会只是在安息日为神而活，而在其他的日子，他是为他们自己和魔鬼而活的。
No.
不会的。
When you are filled with the Spirit,You are a complete unit.
当你被圣灵充满的时候，你就是一个完整合一的个体。
You do not have a divided mind.
你的思维不会分化。
And you do not have a divided loyalty.
亦都不会不专一。
Let me explain something very important.
让我来解释一啲好重要嘅嘢。
Some confuse the fruit of the Spirit with their activities for God.
有啲人将侍奉神嘅工作同圣灵嘅果子混淆咗啦。
These activities might be leading people to Christ.
佢哋嘅工作可能系引导其他人去到主嘅面前。
Or ministering.
或者系参与各式各样嘅事工。
Or preaching or teaching.
可能系讲道，又或者系教授主日学。
Or serving.
或者系服侍其他人。
Or discipline.
又或者系教导其他人咧要去遵守纪律。
They are all godly activities.
这些都是一些属灵的活动的内容来的。
But please listen very carefully because this is very important.
但是请大家仔细地听我讲，因为这个是很重要的。
These activities are not the fruit of the Spirit.
这些的侍奉并不是圣灵的果子。
These action fruits come from the attitude fruit of the Spirit.
这些是侍奉的果子，它是产生在圣灵态度方面的果子来的。
One leads to the other.
一个的结果就导致另一个的结果产生了。
If this fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 and 23 are characteristic of your life,
如果在加拉太书五章22-23节里面关于圣灵果子的描述刚刚是你生命的特征的话呢，
then ministry activities or godly activities will most surely follow.
咁你大概咧都会好自然嘅作出各样嘅事工，又或者系侍奉神嘅工作啦。
Because the Holy Spirit of God never fails to produce fruit.
因为圣灵咧系一定会结出果子嘅。
If you are living the Spirit-filled life, your life will bear fruit, much fruit.
如果你过住一个系圣灵充满嘅生活咧，咁你嘅生命就一定会结果子，而且会结好多。
And that fruit leads to godly activities.
而同时呢，这个果子是一定会引导你去为神做工的。
Which leads to ministry and service.
亦都会促成很多的圣工和服侍。
But the two are not the same.
但是呢，这个是两种的果子，并不是同一个的果子来的。
If you have ever watched the time of harvesting of grapes, you know it is a great experience.
如果你睇过收葡萄嘅情景，咁你就会知道呢个系一个好有意思嘅体验嚟嘅。
You have two people involved.
一般嚟讲咧，系会有两个人一齐嚟工作嘅。
You see a person holding a basket in which another person who is cutting the grapes puts the fruit in.
一个人咧就系负责攞住个篮。另外一个人呢，就是剪低那些葡萄放在个篮里面。
One person keeps walking by the vine and cutting, and the other person goes along and keeps receiving.
其中一个人呢，就不停地在葡萄树旁边走来走去，一路剪下剪下。另外一个人呢，就跟着他不停地去接收这些葡萄。
As long as you have your basket open and follow close to the cutter,
你只要紧紧咁去跟随嗰个剪葡萄嘅人呢
？If your fruit basket is open，
并且系将你个篮打开嘅话咧
，you'll receive blessings，
你就会得到葡萄，就好似得到祝福一样啦。
But if you move away from the cutter，
但系若果你离开剪葡萄嘅人呢
？Or don't have your basket open，
又或者你唔打开你嘅篮呢
？You will not get any fruit，
咁你就一粒葡萄都唔会得到啦。
In the same way, as long as you are walking and connected closely to the Lord Jesus Christ through the inner filling of the Holy Spirit,
同样的道理， 只要你是被圣灵充满，紧紧地去跟随住主耶稣基督去行呢，
Your life will produce the fruit of the Spirit.
你的生命就将会结出圣灵的果子了。
You do not have to grit your teeth and say, I've got to produce the fruit of the Spirit.
你不需要咬紧牙关，好勉强地说，我一定要结圣灵的果子。
You cannot do it in your own strength.
你没办法通过自己的努力来做到这一点的。
It is the Spirit that bears the fruit, not you.
结果子的是圣灵而不是你。
Because the Holy Spirit is not a mere figure of imagination or dry dogma, as some people think.
圣灵并不是好像有些人的想象，又或者是一个僵化的教条这样。
But rather a living and life-giving person.
而是来自活生生的赐予生命的那一位。
You can absolutely see his results in the lives of those who are filled with him.
一个被圣灵充满的人，你绝对可以从他的生命里面看见圣灵奇妙的作为。
You will see the fruit in them.
你会在他的身上看到圣灵的果子。
There are many people who claim to be spirit-filled.
有很多人声称他们自己是被圣灵充满的。
But alas, you cannot see the fruit of the Spirit in their lives.
但是很可惜，你没办法在他们的生命里面看到圣灵的果子。
Look as hard as you may, it is not in their lives.
你怎样去看都是看不见的。
What are these people doing when they claim to be filled of the Spirit and yet have no fruit to show for it?
这些声称自己被圣灵充满，但是就没有表现出圣灵果子的人，他们到底在做什么呢？
When people claim to be spirit-filled and you do not see fruit of the Spirit in their lives,
当你看不到他们圣灵的果子，而他们却是宣称自己被圣灵充满，
What do you think they are doing?
你认为他们究竟在做什么呢？
They are faking the spirit-filled life.
他们其实是在伪装圣灵充满的生命。
Let me tell you what they are doing by telling you a true story.
让我通过一个真实的故事去告诉你，这些人究竟在做什么呢？
There were two young brothers who enjoyed the use of a fruit tree outside of their bedroom window.
有两兄弟，他们都很年轻的，他们很喜欢他们睡房窗外的一棵果树，因为对他们很有用的。
Every time they were sent to their room for punishment by their father,
每一次当他们是被父亲惩罚，是困在那间房里面的时候呢，
They went upstairs and through the window climbed down the tree.
他们就会是上楼，是由那个睡房的窗那里爬出去，爬上树，再爬落地下。
And they would go out and play.
这样他们就可以出去玩了。
That was not much of a punishment.
这个呢，其实并不是什么的惩罚来的。
So they loved that fruit tree.
所以呢，他们是很喜欢那棵果树的。
The bad news came when the father announced that he would cut the tree down because it was not producing fruit.
有一天呢，父亲宣布一个坏消息，就是要斩了那棵树，因为这棵树呢，并没有结果子的。
They did not like that.
他们不希望这件事发生。
So they immediately went to the store and bought a bag of apples and scattered the apples on the ground.
于是呢，这两兄弟就立刻走去商场，买了一包的苹果回来，就将苹果呢，是倒在树下面了。
The next day, the father saw the apples on the ground and announced that a miracle had taken place and he was not going to cut the tree.
第二天，父亲看见整地都是苹果，就发觉这个真是一个奇迹来的，他决定不再去斩那棵树了。
Now the two youngsters were delighted.
这两兄弟就很开心了。
But there's one problem.
但是他们发现了一个问题。
The tree was a pear tree.
原来这棵树是一棵梨树来的。
Now the Holy Spirit's fruit does not come out of human effort.
同样道理，圣灵的果子呢，并不是靠人自我的努力去产生出来的。
If you really think it comes from your own efforts, you will have to fake it.
如果你真的认为只要你靠自己的努力就可以达得到，那你一定是伪装出来的。
But the fruit comes when the Holy Spirit fills you on a daily basis.
唯有是当圣灵每日都充满你的时候，圣灵的果子才能够彰显出来。
Will you ask God, saying,
你愿不愿意对神这样讲呢？
O Holy Spirit of God, fill me today.
圣灵啊，请你今日就来充满我了。
Spirit of God, forgive me if I have grieved you.
圣灵啊，如果我令到你担忧，请你原谅我了。
Spirit of God, forgive me if I have quenched you.
圣灵啊，如果我消灭了你的感动，请你原谅我了。
Spirit of God, fill me today that I might think God's thoughts after him.
圣灵啊，请现在就充满我，让我能够按照神的心意去跟随他。
For when you spend time daily being filled of the Spirit of God, you cannot help but produce the fruit of the Spirit.
因为当你每日花时间去让圣灵充满的时候，你就自然能够结出圣灵的果子的了。
Let me tell you something else about the fruit of the Spirit before we close today's broadcast.
在结束今日的节目之前，让我再告诉你一些有关圣灵果子的其他方面的事。
The fruit of the Spirit comes as a result of a believer's walk in the Spirit that you heard in the last broadcast.
就好像上次所说的，圣灵的果子是基督徒每日与圣灵同行的结果。
The fruit of the Spirit is a character rather than a conduct.
圣灵的果子是一种的性格，一种的个性，而不是一种行为来的。
The fruit of the Spirit is being rather than doing.
圣灵的果子呢，是你是怎样的人，而不是你做了什么事。
Which brings me, of course, full circle back to where I start talking about stress in our last broadcast.
我们兜了一个大圈，又回到我们上次所提到的有关压力的问题。
If you have never learned about the incredible stress that the Apostle Paul was under, I suggest you read the second epistle to the Corinthians.
如果你从来没有听过使徒保罗所承受的巨大压力，那我就建议你去多点看哥林多后书了。
Imagine.If the Apostle Paul tried to tranquilize his stress.
试想象一下，如果保罗试图去麻醉自己的压力。
Or taking some drug to release the stress.
或者是吃一些止痛药来去减轻他的痛苦。
Try to imagine if Paul had done that, we would never have had the epistles.
如果他这样做，那我们就不会有他所写的书信了。
We would never have had the impact that God the Holy Spirit used Paul to accomplish.
我们也都不会看到圣灵使用保罗所成就的一切。
Here we are 2,000 years later, reading the words that God the Holy Spirit gave him to write.
我们更加不可能在2,000年之后读到圣灵启示保罗所写出来的神的道理。
What was his secret?
究竟保罗这位的使徒，他的秘诀是什么呢？
Why was Paul not anxious to eliminate stress and live a stress-free life?
为什么使徒保罗不急于去消除他身边的逼迫，过一个没有压力的生活呢？
I want to tell you why.
让我告诉你背后的原因呢。
The Apostle Paul learned to be filled of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis.
这个是因为使徒保罗学识了在每日的生活里面都被圣灵充满。
Being daily filled with the Holy Spirit of God, Paul made stress to be his servant instead of being his master.
藉着每日被圣灵充满，保罗就让压力 成为他去使用的仆人，而不让压力来去掌控他自己。
He used stress to shine brighter instead of dimming his testimony.
他使用压力去磨练自己，能够更加的发光，为主做见证，而不是令到自己变得暗淡的。
He used stress to dig his roots deeper instead of digging them out.
他亦都通过这些的压迫，去使自己的灵命的根基是更加深的。
He used stress to become more dependent on God and others instead of being independent and self-sufficient.
他亦都通过这些的压迫，去使自己更加信靠神，更加信任人，而不是靠自己，令到自己变得过于的自信。
He used stress to build his character, not his feel-good inclination.
他使用压力去造就自己的品格，而不是只是求去过安逸的生活。
He used stress to press on toward the goal of glorifying God in Jesus Christ, not withdraw from life and ministry.
他通过这些的压迫，去使自己朝着在耶稣基督里面荣耀神这个的目标去勇往直前，而不是从生命和侍奉的道路上面去退缩。
He used stress as a time not just for surviving but for thriving.
他借助这些逼迫，不单只能够更好的去生存下来，更加进一步能够去壮大自己。
Don't escape from stress, but let the fruit of the Spirit be manifested in your times of stress.
你千祈不要逃避压力的困境，反而要在压力之下表现出圣灵的果子。
And that way, the world will see that the true living God is dwelling in you and is filling you.
这样的话，世人就会看得见，那位又真又活的神真是住在你里面，并且是充满着你。
In our next broadcast, we will learn about the first fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5:22.
在下次的节目里面，我们将会学习在加拉太书5:22里面提到的第一种圣灵的果子。
And that is love.
这个呢，就是仁爱了。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神呢，大大赐福给你。另外，如果你对读经方面有任何的疑难，或者对这一集的节目有任何的意见，都欢迎你来信写给我叶朗天的。好了，今天的节目时间来到这里，我们下集再会。如果你对今集的节目或者在读经的方面有任何的意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天分享。来信只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。